I am a professor of urology at the University of Washington and a pediatric urologist at Seattle Children's Hospital. I'm the fellowship program director there. I come with a contingent from Seattle, Washington, called Washington Physicians for Social Responsibility. This is my sixth trip to Gaza. The organization has been coming to Gaza since 1993, and we've been doing the service work here since 2009. So we take care of birth conditions that children are born with that affect their kidney function, their bladder function, and the way the genital organs work. The operations can sometimes be very complicated.
This is immunity mission. They are came to us every 6 or 1 year. And they came with just to help our people, just to bring some medicine, some instruments. And we are looking forward to communicate with him or to originate this mission. Yeah.
While some doctors from the United States of America were helping patients at Al Awda Hospital, a Malaysian delegation visited a Shifa hospital in Gaza to check on the patients there.
By the echocardiography, we see severe mitral regurgitation and severe tricuspid valve regurgitation.
I had my first impression that was totally wrong. Yeah, I've been to Kabul as well, so I thought Gaza was something similar to Kabul. So when I entered Gaza, I found that most of the reports on TV, especially Western medias, reported not true report. So Gaza was known to be a war field and a war zone. So when I entered here, I found that Gaza is like a normal city elsewhere. We are here to produce 13 episodes of Mentari Palestine. Yeah, the program is called Mentari Palestine. So we will focus on all aspects of life in Gaza, namely health issue, agricultural, fishing issue, fishing industry issue, and many others.
We in Al Shifa Hospital introduced them to the suffering we face in the Ministry of Health, such as instruments, continued power outages, which affect sensitive medical equipment, the siege and its role in budget shortages, and the scarcity of medical supplies and primary medicines, which are important to the medical sector in Palestine. We introduced them to all of that by showing them the numbers. Some medicines' total balance is zero. About 130 types of medicines' total balance in the Ministry of Health stores is zero.
This is my third time in Gaza, and I come here to do to see patients with urologic issues, mostly pediatric patients. And it's always a great learning experience, and it's I learn a lot, and it's my honor also to teach some of what we know to the local surgeons. We work with a couple of great doctors, Dr. Faez and Dr. Ismail Nasser, who help us take care of patients after we leave.
Because it's so difficult for the children and the people of Gaza to get out, unlike the work that I do in Africa and India, you know, there is no easy choice to leave to get care someplace else. So my hope is to continue to come back at least once a year, maybe twice a year, and to work so that in 5-10 years I'll be coming here and the surgeons here will be so much better than me that they'll be teaching me how to take care of these children. That's my hope, my dream.
They have come from the United States of America, and from every corner, every direction, some of them passed away. Just like Rachel Corey, an American citizen who was crushed to death by Israeli occupation bulldozer's chains in 2003 at Rafah City.
Rachel Aline Corey. Your age?
23 years old.
Your nationality?
I'm from the United States of America.
Say after me, I will.
I will.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
What do you see in your church going to the people of this time?
In the 5 weeks since I have been in Rafa, I've heard Apache helicopters flying overhead, American-made helicopters paid for with American tax money.
I had the opportunity in 2012 to meet Rachel Corey's parents, Craig and Cindy Corey, when they came here shortly before the war. I believe it was the beginning of November. And that was a powerful experience, of course. I think her death at the hands of Israelis in Rafah was a crystallizing moment for many Americans. It brought to light the circumstances here and what Palestinians experience on a daily basis over a number of years in a way that unfortunately none of these Palestinian experiences had done up until then.
Those foreign solidarity activists who left their homes, welfare and prosperity came to defend a homeland surrounded by death everywhere.
Activists around the world, whether foreigners or Arabs, are independent people. They do not follow a party. All of them belong to humanity. An international solidarity activist witnessed a rise and growth in their numbers, despite Israeli aggression against them, continuing to kill, terrorize, and bully them. Also, despite the maritime piracy practiced by the Israeli Navy at sea in international waters, under the international silence.
They move from one place to another in the Gaza Strip in order to show the fact that Israeli occupation is the cause of all that is happening to the Palestinian people, from tragedies, pain, violation of every rights, and inability to have normal life, just like the rest of the people who live in this world.
We've used to go out with the fishermen before. I've been out just once, but it was not for fishing, it was for a media event. Since the Israeli more or less promised the fishermen that they're gonna attack the fishing boats who had recently had international activists on board, they are too afraid to have us on board.
I was part of an earlier project, the Civil Peace Service Gaza, which involved sending out a monitoring boat, the Oliva, to accompany fishermen and document Israeli crimes against them off the Gaza coast. Unfortunately, that boat was disabled in an Israeli attack, and since then our opportunities to go to sea have been limited, as it's clear that fishermen who have international activists on board their boats will be targeted by the Israelis, not necessarily then, but at some later point when we're no longer on board.
The importance of activist existence is reflected in our just cause. They are increasing and growing in their numbers and in support towards the Palestinian cause and its fairness. The media is now exposing Israeli attitudes that challenge all human rights and ignore all international treaties that secured the citizens' rights of movement, freedom, and work.
In a unique move to break the siege on the Gaza Strip, the foreign solidarity activists are building a boat which will sail from the port of Gaza to one of the European ports. If this journey achieves its goal, it will inaugurate this waterway, linking the Gaza Strip to the outside world after being closed by the Israeli occupation since it was occupied in 1967.
Yeah, so this is the aft building. Here is the kitchen's gonna be. I'm standing in the dining room. Here we have shower, toilet facilities. Just now it's just a big empty room, but it's going to be quite different. And here is the engine room. It's going to be engine room from this bolt and behind. The building here is the wheelhouse and the cabins. We're going to have between 12 and 15 passenger and crew members. It's room for four persons, and rest of the cabins are for two persons. You can have a look inside if you like. Here you have some cabins. It's not a big area, but it's not a big boat.
Currently, the project is based on a set of international people in solidarity from many countries within the International Alliance, who came from Canada, Australia, America, Britain, Italy, France, South Africa, and many other countries around the world. They contribute to break the siege and open the only closed port in the Mediterranean through this project.
I've been here for almost 6 months now, and I'm going to be here for maybe another 4 months before this ship is ready and we can sail away from here and break the siege. We already started to sell the products we're going to carry, such as agriculture products such as olive oil, carpets, handcrafts, that sort of thing. So all the products that we are carrying with us already sold, already paid for, and the European consumers are expecting to have their goods.
The goods are considered symbolic, and the aim is not to reach a specific party. The main aim is to transport this message and this boat through the Mediterranean to the whole world. In order to highlight the issue of the closed sea, or the issue of the only closed port in the Mediterranean, because of the Israelis' practices, this message will reach whether the boat reaches any harbor in the Mediterranean or not. The main aim is that the journey continue to break the siege and return safely. That's our goal.
Even though you've been pressured so hard and the border is still closed, or you live in a big prison, but you have the best achievement in all aspects of life in Gaza. So I really respect that, and it's very brave of you to have a normal life despite all these pressures.